will you notice there's a sound here now of an abundance of rain. Verse 3, came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house. And I like this. The Lord's money was to be used for those that are doing something for him. My friend, when you find out that today any organization or any individual is not doing something for the Lord, I don't care who they are, they do not deserve our support at all. God says, let's turn this money over to the doers. Somebody's going to do something. Verse 6, unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. I tell you, there are certain churches today that are always issuing financial statements, and you can't even believe them. I tell you how they can patch them up and make them actually very deceitful. And they say, well, you know, figures don't lie. That's true, but liars really figure today. And we have here marvelous men. These men, they didn't have to give a report. They were faithful. They could be trusted. Now, the first thing they did was to repair the temple. The temple wasn't in use, you see. In fact, it had just become sort of a warehouse, a storage bin for the odds and ends. Now, the church today is very much like that. It's in great need of repair. Not the buildings. They are building beautiful new buildings. I stayed in a motel back east some time ago, and there was a church right across the street. I was told it cost $500,000. The week I was there, I noticed that on Sunday morning, before I left for where I was speaking, that church had about 25 cars out in front for a Sunday morning service. They didn't have many more on Sunday night, and it was dark the rest of the week. That place needs repairing, let me tell you. And our conservative churches, they are torn asunder by strife and bickering. Huge plants, attractive. But my friend, the Spirit of God is not there. It looks as if the Lord Jesus has said, your house is left unto you desolate, and the church today is not witnessing. It should be out witnessing. You frighten the church when you talk to them about witnessing for Christ today. And we do not need any more pious platitudes and the saccharine sweetness that we're hearing and the backslapping and the hand pumping. And may I say, some of these service clubs, these knife and fork clubs meet during the week. They do it better than the church does, this business of backslapping. What we need today, friends, is to get the church inside straightened out.